Our guest today, Charles Bradley, is a soul and R&B singer who's had a long journey moving all around the country, doing various odd jobs, being a cook in Maine, before him being discovered by Daptone Records in 2002 at the age of 54, when he was performing as a James Brown impersonator in Brooklyn called Black Velvet. His latest album is called Victim of Love. We'll meet him in a moment, but first, onto the stage of World Cafe Live with his band, The Extraordinaires, in this performance of Love Bug Blues. That is the Love Bug Blues. That's what it sounds like live on stage with this amazing band, Charles Bradley and the Extraordinaires. Amazing band, amazing singer, and some great, great songs. And Charles, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your relationship with Thomas Brennick, who is the kind of a producer, co-writer. When did you and Thomas first meet? Because it was not just before the first album. You met him.
Yes, I had no time before I even started doing music, you know. And one day he invited me to Staten Island to with a jam section, no rehearsal, and he was doing something over there. And he asked me to come, so I came over. And when I got in there, you know, they was playing some music that I liked. I said, well, is it Charles, you want to get in? I got into it, grabbed the microphone, and he liked it. Because he told me, he said, Charles, I would like to put you in. And I said, cool. So I came and did some singers with him, but things got a little slow, and I didn't see him no more. But he told me he wanted to record, but I didn't see him again for about 3 or 4 years.
Huh.
Yeah. And then he moved to Brooklyn, New York. And he called me one day and then told me that he was living and gave me his address. And I came over. And at that time, I was going to a depression myself for losing my brother. And I was like walking around the city like a zombie and no one mad at the room and didn't want to talk to him. I said, Tom, I don't know why. I really opened up to him. And the things I said, he started taping everything I was saying. And he made me a little hot toddy. And I felt a little relaxed. I had a friend to talk to, and I started talking to him. Mm. And then eventually we went to his room and started putting music together. And I liked the music, and I played on the piano. And it was hard. When he had me open, it was easy for the words to come out of me. But eventually, when he taped them, then he got the rest of the guys in it, and that was Heartaches and Pains.
Wow.
And from then on, he wanted to record me.
I want to make sure people understand what you did there. You kind of freestyled the lyrics.
Yes.
Do you do that a lot?
I sing from my heart. Mm-hmm. And if I hear something, if I hear a certain sound in a music, if I hear a certain sound, it just kind of wake my spirit up. Mm. And the lyrics just come right out of my heart.
Charles Bradley, who has been referring to Coming Out of the Darkness on this new album, but Coming Out of the Darkness when you really got together with Thomas and the folks at Daptone Records that finally had somebody who believed in your music, which had always been a part of your life. But then, you know, you spent, it's funny, I know you spent time as a cook in Maine. I lived in Maine for a while.
Wow.
So I know a little bit about
Bahava.
Yeah, not quite that far up, but yeah.
Portland.
Yeah, spent some time there. Then, of course, you did some moving around the country. Were you able to have a band in Maine for a while back in the
and also I was in Job Corps, and I said they more found me because when I came in Job Corps, they say I had some kind of strange look, you know, and they're like, man, what can I say? Mm. And you're not supposed to be drinking on Job Corps, so they snuck a bottle of gin there and gave me a little, I feel a little pretty, you know. So I said, give me the microphone. And then they said, we got to take you on all over Job Corps to sing. And I was like, really? I said, how many people? Oh, about 30, 35 people. And when I went to first place was Portland Spring to do a show for the Girls Job Corps Center.
Uh-huh.
Boy, and when I looked outside the stage, I saw the house was full, and I wouldn't come out.
Oh.
This guy came behind me and gave me a push. And I came running out on that stage, and everybody started screaming. I said, whoa, what is this? And then I got into it, and I ain't put a mic down since.
That's great. That's great. And when you were living in Brooklyn before all this started, you were doing the Black Velvet Show, which is doing the James Brown.
Yeah, James Brown. I've been doing James Brown ever since I was 16 years old.
And you had a chance to see him at the, where did you see him? At the
I saw my sister. That's what got me really into him. And I was one of I heard about James Brown that time, but I was too young to really knew. And so she's come out pay your way. I'm the youngest in the family, so she took me there. I saw James Brown, and when I saw that, I said, it was electrified. I said, I got to be like this. I want to be something like this. But I said, James Brown gave me a lot of really warmth. He gave me a lot of wisdom. Because I know his lifestyle story and our lifestyle story kind of fit the same. I am not been a aggressive person like James Brown. But I did mine in a different, humble way. And I learned a lot of things from him, you know. So I really look at him as a legend, and I respect him. And for the things that he taught me, and now it's time for me really trying to seek Charles Bradley.
Well, it's interesting because you are Charles Bradley. There's some stagecraft things that I'm sure just when you fell in love with that are there as well. Now, did you ever get to meet him?
Yes, I met him one time in San Francisco, a little place called a Hipper Joint. I got me a job being a chef there, and I worked there for about 2 months. And he was appearing there one night. And when I saw it on the billboard that he was appearing there, I said, well, this is where I work at. Now I can get a chance to see him.
Yeah.
So I went backstage, and he told me, no, not now. So by me, you know, being working there, I don't have to take a no for an answer. So I when they told him, Jay Brown, 5 minutes curtain time, I sit back there with him, and I talked to him for a minute. He's like, he told me, as you get to know in the music realm, he told me to go back to New York to find my opportunity. He said, and then he told me one thing, that when you get to be in the music realm, you're going to have people pulling all over you. But I learned something from you. Even though you're a star and you're out there, it's how you treat the people. When a lot of them come at you, you got to be warm-hearted, got to use your intelligence to kind of get them away, to let them know, hey, guys, I love you all out there, but I got to rest up for the next show. You don't let me do that. You don't let me just be, won't be able to give it to them. So they understand, and they let me do it.
We've been playing this song of yours, which I absolutely love, called Strictly Reserved for You. And tell me about the inspiration for this one. Good love song.
Mm. Well, in my whim, Tom helped me do that, and we got it together. But when I learned it, and I got my interpretation, and I have a different feeling that I reserve myself for that one special, let's say that way.
I'm tired of the city life. I'm tired of the city people trying to get in my business just me and you. I know, baby, we gotta get on through and go.
Charles Bradley, who has released his new album, Victim of Love, this year, and 2011's album, No Time for Dreaming, was just such a sensation, and you had a chance to have that the documentary of your life put out, which is, you know, just an amazing story. Anyway, what has it been like for you to have all this acclaim after, as you say, being in the darkness for a while? Has it been a little hard to accept, or is it you just...
But you know, it's
you're
like
loving it.
The before I did this first album, Tom caught me at my darkest hour where I was about to give up.
Mm.
And thanks to him, when I got on stage sometime, went on tour on the first album, went to Europe, I didn't know it was that hard to sing a true story out about your own life.
Yeah.
And I always got emotional. And like sometimes, some of the lyrics that I sung, it hurt it so bad. I got very buffered in my words. I wanted to stop. And then I went backstage. I said, no, I can't do this. I want to go home. So I thank Lee Field for that. Lee Field said, Charles, they're giving you a great opportunity. And it's up to you now to push. I know you hurt, but push that feeling aside. Learn how to get through it and sing the song. Mm. Go back out there and do that song. That was heartache and pain. And boy, just like when I went out there, I stayed on stage about 1 minute. Didn't even move, didn't say nothing. But then I just trying to find a way to push the hurt aside, to find the lyrics, to bring them out. And when the people gave me the encouragement and I felt the love from them, when I opened my mouth and sung Heart is in Pain, that's when the crowd went off. I said, wow, I finally found my mission.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the emotion that people are responding to. You almost have to go there, right?
It's that, you know, I believe people nowadays looking for something for real, you know? I know I like to get on stage and give a kind of dynamic look that I can give to people. You got to be a little showmanship into the music industry. And I feel that if you can do that and give them the true love from you, from your heart, then that's what people are looking for, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I wanted to, you closed with one of the most personal songs, and it's kind of your story. It's
yes.
Why Is It So Hard? Just a great, great song. I thought we'd listen to that on stage.
Again, thank you so much.
Ladies and it's so hard to make it in America. Why it's so hard to make it in America. Wait a minute. A land with milk and honey. A land supposed to be built with love. It said love and understanding to live and let live. Wait a minute. I was born in Gainesville, Florida. I traveled. Talk to my brothers and sisters. Can I give you a little wisdom and knowledge that I know? Bring it on down a little softer, fellas. The world is in trouble today, my brothers. They're still testing nuclear weapons, still trying to do things to hurt this lovely land, this lovely planet that God gave us. When are we gonna wake up? Nuclear weapons we don't need. All we're gonna do is destroy a beautiful planet that God give us. Look into your soul to find out who you are. Define your face in life and give good to the planet. The planet have took so much of humans. The planet, we killing our planet. What we gonna wake up and know? The only key to life is love. 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 Ah! We got
Why Is It So Hard? And that's some of our guest Charles Bradley's story. Not nowhere near all of your story, Charles, because so much on a great performance. And it's wonderful that you're able to get out and finally find your audience. It's just wonderful.
And
if you have a chance to see Charles live, as you've been hearing it today, you will see that he loves that audience back. So it goes both ways. In fact, you jumped into the crowd here. I guess you do. You end up in the crowd a lot, don't you?
I just love the people and the things that I see on their faces while I'm on stage, and I see them going in their own spirit, feeling their own emotion, their own hurts that they've been through, and I can relate to that. And when I see that, that's why I like to go into the public, because when I was going to see singers, I never could afford to go in the front. So like when I get on stage, I try to go to the back to let the people know in the back that they are loved too, you know? So that's one thing I like to do. That's why I like to go in the public. And I won't say no more to the public than say, my brothers and sisters out there, I like to show you the love for me.
Charles Bradley, thank you so much for being here today.
And thank you, brother, for having me.
Charles Bradley, our guest, who we shall return in a moment to the World Cafe.